Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Soul Rest by Glynis Whitwer, read by Leah Martin. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:28-29. Soul rest is deeper than any other kind of rest I've experienced. It's not circumstantial, nor does it need to be renewed. Soul rest, rather, has its roots in something unshakable. It's rooted in faith and confidence that we're deeply and unconditionally loved, held safe in the arms of our Heavenly Father. Soul rest comes when we trust God fully, which is quite different from merely saying we trust God. Words will not give us the rest our souls long for. Trust will. When we declare Jesus to be Lord of our lives, meaning he's not just someone we read about in the Bible, something changes in us. And when we think and live like he's worthy of our complete faith and trust, then we start to experience the soul rest he offers. My journey to trust Jesus has taken my entire life. I've always loved him, believed he was who he said he was, but trust? I don't give my trust easily. People have betrayed me. I've betrayed myself. So my trust always has a yes, but attached to it when I give it to a person. But God is utterly trustworthy. Each time I deliberately choose to trust God, fear loosens its grip on me. Anxiety recedes. Stress melts away. Worry doesn't consume me. I'm a different person than I was 10 years ago because of this soul rest that comes from trusting Jesus. Today, Jesus invites all of us who feel worried and burdened from whatever has made us feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and guilty to come to him. And oh, how my soul stirs at this invitation from Jesus. This is the rest my soul longs for. It's what I was made for. To know with certainty that I am loved, cared for, and protected, not just on earth, but for eternity. Knowing this gives my soul an anchor and quiets the striving, relentless part of me that seeks security and significance. This is the message that will give each of us the abundant life Jesus offered. Not abundant with work, but overflowing with love and filled with the true soul rest we long for. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for providing a rest for my soul that's not attached to a person or experience. You created me for this rest, and I accept it now. Help me fully trust you with my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.